You're in Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis, in the middle of the Yomad. V'abriach haticha in b'soich ha'kroshim, tone b'nes ha'yo'imet. V'abriach haticha was oimet b'nes. So Rashi says, b'nes ha'yo'imet, sha'achar sha'kroshim kulem nesunim ba'adonim, l'tzofen l'mayro v'ledorim. The Kroshim of the Mishkan were set into the Adonim on three Ruches, Sofen, Dorim, and Meire. So after the three Ruches were set up, he put in the Briach HaTichon, Umavriach L'Shloishes HaRuches, and it went to all three Ruches. Ve'ein l'cho umen yocher lasis came, u'benesa yenichvaf me'elo. That it was able to bend into all three ruches. Zoktaisvis tane benes ha'yoimet. Oimari, the hoche de koma shabriach hatichen hoyo mesavev gimel ruches, pligia baraisa de meleches ha'mishkan. So we have our machlokes, our gemore, and the baraisa de meleches ha'mishkan. The hosom oma shloi hoyo net. Elohoyosham Chamisha. There were five brichim. Shnayim Lamailo. There were two brichim Lamailo. Echod Masil Mitchilas Erech Hamishkan Ad Chetshoy. Vasheni Masil Misham Ve'elech Ad Seif HaRuach. There were two brichim Lamailo that each one went till half of the Mishkan. V'chein lemato hoyu shnei brichim, and lemato they also were shnei brichim, and echad mas mitchus hamishkan adchetsh v'sheni mas mishon v'ilach atzeif haruach v'chein lemato hoyu shnei brichim kaze ha'inyan, aval emtzoy hoyu hoylech miruach mizroch ad ruach mayro. V'hainu min ha'kotze el ha'kotze. That is pshat min ha'kotze el ha'kotze. He says the four other brichim only went to half the ruach. They did not go through the whole ruach. And the brich ha'tichin went through the whole ruach. That's how the Bereis of the Melechas HaMishkan learned. So Memele, it's not necessary to say b'nes ha'yo'im. Zokte gemore v'ayta. V'es ha'mishkan tase eser yiriyes. Now we're speaking about the Mishkan. So it was Eser Yiriyos Oirech HaYiriya HaAchash Shmoyne VeEsrim BaAmo. The length of each Yiriya was 28 Amos. Shodi Ulkayu LePusya de Mishkan. So the length of the Yiriya was thrown over the width of the Mishkan. Kama Have. Esrin Utmani, there were 28. The length of the Yiriya was 28. Dal Eser Leigro. So the Reichev HaMishkan was 10 Amitz. So we deduct 10 from 28. So is left over 18. Parshaluhu Tes Lahaygise, Vites Lahaygise. So now we left over 9 Amitz on each side. L'Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda held that they were calling Ad Etzba. There was not a Reichiv Ame of the Kroshim Milamayla. So Memele, if it went down 9 Ames, Migalya Amo Da'adonim. So it covered 9 Ames of the Kroshim. So the Kroshim were completely covered. And the bottom amma of the kroshim, which there was the adonim, that was megula. L'Rab Nechemye, megalye amma, the kroshim. According to Rab Nechemye, so since the oivi hakroshim l'mayla was also an amma, so we had the cholol hamishkan was 10 amis. Then we had afterwards another 2 amis to cover the oivi of the kroshim. So we have there 12 amis. So 12, so then we have left over 16 amis. So Memele, so there were eight on each side. Memele, so two Amis were uncovered. I really don't understand this Gemara. It says the Gemara names on, according to Rabbi Yehuda, nine Amis, Megalia Amo da Adonim. That means that the Yeriah is covered till the Adonim. L'chayre, it was Kola ad Etzba, but it went on a slant. So since it went on the slant, since the Yerias went on the slant, so eventually you went over the Reichev Amo. Laimi boy, we had according to the, we had in Taisvis Asvore that the slant started Mechatzi HaKeresh Ulamailo. But I said Mechatzi HaKeresh Ulamati, he had already a Reichev, he had a Reichev Amo already. So the reichev of the amo was also had to be covered through the yiriyas. I don't understand what did you had to be covered the reichev of the krashim also. There was a reichev, the reichev of the krashim. You had to go in this direction because it jutted out. The reichev side by side jutted out. It jutted out from the keresh. So what is the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemiah? Why, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you were able to cover nine Amis of the Kroshim? It seems like it went straight down, but it couldn't go straight down because it jutted out. It was on a Shipua. Pashteich nicht. Aber hier der Gemara nehmt on, Rabbi Yehuda Megalia Amo da Adonim, but the rest was covered. Lam Nechemye Megalia Amo de Kroshim. Besides, the two Amis were Megula. Shode Pusyayu La'irka de Mishkan. Now, so that's what we're speaking about, how the length of the Yerias covered the Tzadei HaMishkan, covered the Kroshim. Now, the width of the Yerias covered the Oirech HaMishkan. Shode Pusyayu La'irka de Mishkan. The width of the Yerias covered the Oirech of the Mishkan. Kame Havien, how wide were the Yerias? So there were two machboreks. The width of each Yeriah was four Amis. And there were two machboreks, and each machberes had five Yeriahs. So each machberes had 20 Amis. So altogether you had 40 Amis. So now we are covering, with the width of the Yeriahs, we are covering the length of the Mishkan. Kama havien arboy. So the width of the Yerias, when they were all put together, you had 40 Amis. Dal tlosin leigre. Now the length of the Mishkan, the cholol of the Mishkan, was 30 Amis. So dal tlosin leigre. Let us take 30, dal tlosin leigre, so let us take 30 Amis to cover the cholol of the Mishkan. Parshu lehu yud, so we have left over 10 Amis. L'Rabbi Yehuda, so according to Rabbi Yehuda says that kol ad etzba, so memele, so then with these 10 Amis went straight down, was able to cover all the kroshim. Is mechasya amo da donim? It covered the amo of the donim also. You had a height of 10 Amis. You only had a reichev etzba, so memele the yiriyah was able to cover. The yiriyahs were able to cover the whole backside of the mishkan. It was mechase the amma of the adonim also, because he had 10 ammas left over. But Rab Nechemye, according to Rab Nechemye, so after you used up 30 ammas for the cholol mishkan, you had to use up another amma to cover the oivi hakeresh, amaravi. The oivi of the kroshim amaravim, so that was another amma. So there's already 31. So you only have left over 9 ammas. It's megalya amma da adonim. So now it was megula the amma da adonim. Again, we have the same kasha according to Rabbi Yehuda. since Lamaisa there was a Shipua, and eventually you ended up with the Reichev Amo. But let us see Rashi. Dal Esa Leigro L'Reichev Chlal HaMishkan Shehu Yudames. L'Rab Yehuda Da'ama L'Maila Kolin Ovyon Shal Kroshim L'Che Etzba. According to Rab Yehuda, that the thickness of the Kroshim L'Maila, where we ended up by an Etzba, the size of the Etzba, Einon Mematin B'Yiris. So it did not take off from the Eirech HaYiris. Urshepirshon L'Reichav HaMishkan. So when they spread out the Yiriyas to the Reichav HaMishkan, Neiflois Teisha Ameis Litzofen, you had 28, 10 took up the Cholol, so the 9 Ameis, you had 9 Ameis more on each side, Teisha Ameis Litzofen, Umechasin Tes Ameis L'Kroshim Mibachutz. So all the Tes Ameis of the Kroshim were covered. Va'amo Shaladonim Megula. The Anna of the Adonim was Megula. Shadonim Govhon Amo. The height of the Adonim was an Amo. V'chalulim Hein. And the Adonim were hollow. V'hakroshim Charutzim Lemato. The Kroshim were, the Charutzim, they made an indentation. They cut out from the Kroshim Lemato. Be'emtza. In the middle of the keresh, there was a cut. Chatzi amo reichev. Now the reichev of the cut was a half an amo. Begoiva amo, in the height of an amo. Yeah. Zot Rashi. Shadanim govon amo vachalulim hein vakroshim charutzim lamato beemtza chatzi amo. First they cut out a chatzi amo in the keresh. He said the keresh was an amo vachatzi. We're talking about the roichav keresh. So they cut out a chatzi amo roichav begoiva amo. V'nisha chatzi amo lekan vachatzi amo lekan. And it's left over. A chatzi amo on each side. Vehein shtei yodais lekeresh ha'echa. These were two yodais for each keresh. Umechaser min hayodais mibachutz. And now, you are mechaser from these yodais mibachutz umishnei tzideim. From the outside and from the two sides. Lilkoi, that they could overflap, al oivei doifnei ha'oden. That they covered and they was flush with the thickness of the doif in the oden. Shenoyet shtei hayodais v'shnei adonim. When he stuck in the two yodais in the two adonim, kidei sheyu hakroshim tchufois. That the kroshim should be next to one another, umushulavais isha alachayse, v'loye oivei ha'oden mavsik b'neim. And the thickness of the oden should not make any hefsik between one keresh and the other keresh. So therefore, the oivei ha'oden was a roiva amo. So therefore, there was a charitz of a roiva amo on all four sides. And in the middle, there was a charitz of a chatzi amo, because there were two adanim, one next to the other, they met in the middle. L'Rab Nechemye, the Omar af milemailo oivian amo. According to Rab Nechemye, that the oivi hakeresh milemailo was also an amo. Memayet oive hakroshim hadroimiyois vahatzvoinios amo lekan vahamo lekan b'oirech hayiris. So now from the yiris that had a length of 28 amis, already 12 amis were taken away. So we have left over only 16 amis. Ve'ena naivlois elo ches amis l'chol tzad. So then only ches amis fell l'chol tzad. Migalya amo min hakroshim. So now, according to Rab Nechemyeh, there was an Amo min HaKroshim that also was Megula Chutz LaAdonim, VaAmo DaAdonim. He says the Amo that was over the Adonim and the Amo of Adonim. So there were two Ames Megula. Shadi Posyayu LaUlka DeMishkan. Now the Gemara said that the Reichev HaYeriyas, they covered the Eirech of the Mishkan. After they were mechaber, the five yeriyas, v'chol achas dalet ames roichiv, each one had a width of four ames, harei chof ames. So each machberes was 20 ames wide. V'chenegdom b'machberes ha-sheinis, shehi shal hei yeriyas. Harei mem, so all together you had 40 ames. Lamed mehem havien gag lemishkan leilka. So 30 were used up. That should be the gag lemishkan leilka. This was the length of the mishkan. The eser ha'oitvis. Now you have 10 amis left over. Is lab Yehuda diomar ein oivi kroshim shebemayrev mimayit bohu. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that the oivi akroshim was not memayiv, because kolad etzba nimtza hayud amois kulon fluyois umechusais kol yud amois shel oirech hakeresh. So nothing was, there wasn't necessary to use up these 10 amos to cover the roish hakeresh, because it was kolad etzba. So memayle, so the whole yud amois of the Goiva HaKeresh al Mayrib, Shaloichach HaKeresh, was completely covered. Harei Av HaAdonim Shal Tzad Marovi Mechusim. And according to Rab Nechemyeh, so only the Keresh was Mechuse and the Adonim were Megula. Zokti Gemore Vaita, Vosiso Yeriyais Izim, Vosiso yiriyes izem lo oihel. Oirech ha yiriyah ha achas shloishim ba'amo. The yiriyes izem, they were longer than the mishkan. This was an oihel on a mishkan, and their length was 30 amos. Shodi ulkayu lepusya de mishkan. Now again, we took the length of the yiriyes izem, and we threw them on the width of the Mishkan. Kama havye, plus the length of the Yiriyas Izim was 30 amis. Dal esa leigra. Now, so 10 amis covered the gag, the cholol of the Mishkan. Toshalu esa lahai gise, the esa lahai gise. So you have another 20 left over, 10 for each side. L'Rab Yehuda, Mechasya Amo Da'adonim. According to Rab Yehuda, now the Amo of Da'adonim was also Mechusa. L'Rab Nechemye, Megalya Amo Da'adonim, because we used up two Amis to cover the Oivei HaKeresh, Shebet Sofenim, Shebet Dorim, so Memele, so we have now 9 Amis on each side left over. So it went down till the Adon. Tanya Nami Hochi, we learned in Abaraisa that's what happened. Va'amo, the Pasuk it says, va'amo mizeh ba'oidev, lechasoiv. He says, the extra amo covered. What did it cover? Amo shel Adonim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says it covered the amo from the Adonim. It covered the Amo Shel Kroshim, which was Megule from the Mishkan. Now that's how we took care of the length of the Yeriyas. Shadi Pusyayu Leulkei the Mishkan. Now the Yeriyas Izim, there were two machboris, one each Yiriyah, the Reichev of Yiriyah was 4 Amis. There were 2 Machberes. One Machberes was 5 Yiriyahs, and one Machberes was 6 Yiriyahs. Shadi Pusyayu Lo Ulkei de Mishkan. Now we're going to take the width of the machberes, and we're going to cover the length of the mishkan. Kama havi mem va'arba. So now the width of the yiriyas izim was all together 44. 5 times 4 is 20, and 6 times 4 is 24. So Mamela was 44. Bal plosin le'igre. So we took away 30 to cover the cholol of the Mishkan. Poshulu, this was the length of the Mishkan. Poshuluhu arbe sori. So now it's left over 14. Dal tarti. So 2 of these 14, le'kiflo. This was bent over the opening of the Mishkan. When you came l'tzad mizroch, there were no kroshim. It was only a mosoch. So there was a 2 amis that covered the top of the mosoch. Dal tarti l'kiflo. D'chsiv v'chafalto es ha-yeriyo ha-shishish. Half of the yeriyo ha-shishish al mul p'nei ha-oil. Al mul p'nei ha-oil. Parshaluhu, so how much is left over? Parti sorry. So we had lechatrila 14 left over, now we have 12 left over. Bishloimel Rab Yehuda, according to Rab Yehuda, Hainu dechsiv, the Pasuk says, Chatzi hayeriye ho'edefes, Tisrach. So the Gemara understood that the taich of Tisrach is a loshen of greire. It slept itself on the ground. That means if you have 12 amas left over, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, 10 amas covered the kroshim amaroviim completely, and then it says in the pasuk v'chatzi ayiri, and the other 2 amas which were left over, tisrach. So tisrach means it slept itself on the ground. So that's very good. So it's an often a posik like a Yehuda. El l'rab Nechemye, my Tisrach, what is the Taich Tisrach? Because according to Rab Nechemye, so you only had 11 Amis left over. So what is Pshat? Chatzi Hayeri, we're speaking about 2 Amis at Tisrach. 2, Lemaisa, only 1 Amis at Tisrach geschlept after the Erd. And the other 10 amis covered the kroshim completely. And here the pasuk says, chatzi hayiriyah tisrach. That a half a yiriyah, that means a half of the roichev hayiriyah, 2 amis was tisrach. So the gemara may tisrach, tisrach mechav roiseho. So tisrach is a loshen of hadofe. It's not a loshen of schlepping. It extended, 2 amis extended more then the Yiriyas HaTachtoinis. That is the Taich Tisrach. Not schlept, extended. Zot Rashi. Vosiso Yiriyas Izen. Eilu Yiriyas Al-Yoynes. These were the top Yiriyas. Haprusois Al-Yiriyas HaTachtoinis. Ho-Yoynes Kruyes Oyel. The top Yiriyas were called an oil. Kloimel. Legag umichse. This was a protection, a covering. Vatachtoines kruyeis mishkan atzmoi. Tachtoines were the mishkan. Shehein lenoi. Tcheles vagomon v'telashon. Nechasya amod adonim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, so on the sides of Tzofen and Dorim, that we had the Oirech HaYeriya was Lamed Amis, so with that we covered the Amod Adonim, Shenish Eres Megulo Mina Tachtoines. The Tachtoines covered only the Kroshim, it did not cover the Adonim. Yechasu Ohol Yoynes, so the Yoynes covered the Adonim also. L'Rab Nechemye Megalya Amod Adonim, Vo'oit Vosho Yeriya Zuhutzrach. That what this Yeriyah was longer than the bottom Yeriyah, it was 2 amas longer, on each side 1 amas longer, Lutzach Lachasais Amod the Kroshim. This covered the Amod the Kroshim, Shalaikisu Atachtoines. That the Tachtoines did not cover that Amis, so the Yenis covered the Amod of the Kroshim. Ba'oide sheyiriyas ha'oil oitfais al yiriyas ha'mishkan beiz amoiz yesruach al kisei atachtoinois lachasois ma'ashaloi kisu. Arboim v'yar. But now the Gemara goes into the width of the yiriyas. So the width was 44 amis. The yud aleph yiriyas ha'yu. So it was 4 times 11. Tarti de keiflo, shahoise noite roichet, the width of chatzi yiriya, al ruach mizrochis, and the ruach mizrochis. Shloi hoyu shom kroshim, and the ruach mizrochis and the pesach ha-mishkon, they weren't kroshim, shu pesach la-mishkon, ve'ein shom ela mosach porush k'may vilam. There was only like a curtain, k'dersi vasisa mosach la-pesach oil. Bishlam el Rabbi Yehuda da Oma Oy v'yakroshim loy memayiv b'yiriyas, did not take up any space from the yiriyas. Haynu d'chsiv chatzi ha-yiriya hoy defes ve'el yoynois, the other half of the yiriya, which is oydev ve'el yoynis yoysim in atachtoynes tisrach alochoy rea mishka. So this schlepzich in the back of the mishka. So ruach al kol oirech akroshim va'adonim shal mayra v'nigror is ba'oretz. So this was nigrar ba'oretz to Amis. But according to Rab Nechemye, my tisrach, ama'achas nigreres v'suloi, only one ame shlepze. Shrei oive akroshim miyit bo ama. Near it says chatzi ayeriya was tisrach. It extended. Tisra has not a lotion of greire, of schlepping. It's a lotion of extending. It extended 2 ames from, it was 2 ames longer than the underneath yiriya. Chatziya yiriya srucha mechabreiseo. Amo, 2 ames more. Amo mimeno lachasa isa adonim. 1 amo was used to cover the Adonim, va'amo nigreres, and 1 amo was nigreres. Let us see the top toisvis. Dal eser leigra. The Gemara assumes that the roichev of the Mishkan was 10 amos. Bekula shmaita oime amar the roichev a Mishkan yud amos. V'koshelari, the minolei lahashasho. How did Chazal know that the reichev ha-mishkan, the cholol ha-mishkan was yudamis? Dilma mishkan oye reich bo yudalefam. Maybe the reichev ha-mishkan was yudalefam. V'hakroshim noimar, sheloiho ye oivyon elochatziyamo. And the kroshim will assume that the thickness was not an ame, it was a half ame. Ushnei kroshim limikutzai samishkon. The vowel we had like this. We had 6 ames on the tzad mairet. So 6 ames in the roich, 6 kroshim. There were 6 kroshim on the tzad mairet. And 6 kroshim equaled 9 ames because each keresh was an ame of a chatzi. Then it said you had 2 more kroshim limikutzais hamishka. 2 more kroshim. Now, these 2 more kroshim, each one had a roichev of an ama v'chatzi. So, till now, the Gemara assumed that a ama of the keresh the limikutzais, that covered the ama of the oive ha-kroshim going from Tzofen and going from Dorim. So what was left over for the Chlal HaMishkan? A Chatzi Amo. She had a Chatzi Amo on Tzofen, a Chatzi Amo on Dorim, so the whole Cholol, the whole Reichev HaMishkan was 10 Amos. So Frektach Taisves, maybe it wasn't like that. Maybe the Oivi of the Kroshim was a Chatzi Amo. Shnei Kroshim Lemekaitz Lemekutzeis HaMishkan HaYesois Mois Amas avir mikan va amas avir mikan. That means that from the am of a chatzi of these 2 kroshim, an ame was used up in the cholol hamishkan. V'chatzi amo hoi defes b'roiche v'keresh. The other half a ame, which is left over in the roiche v'keresh, kineged oive akroshim shol tzatzofen v'dorim. So this chatzi amo, this covered the oive akroshim shol tzatzofen v'dorim. So memele, if that is the case, so it comes out that the roiche v'mishka was yudalef ames. So, Faktaisis, my cause is Lameima Ibcha. How did the Gemara know to say, Faket, Shechatzi Amolakan, Vachatzi Amolakan, that in the Shtei Kroshim, Lamakutse Samishkon, we only use the half arm of them? Hu Lamalis Chesoran HaKoisel. This ended the Koisel Marovi. The Ama Oivi, and the Ama, the Ama that was left over, is Kenegid Oivi, Akerish Adroimi Vatsfoini. So how did the Gemara know this? Efshe Faker, Efshe the Reuche Vamishkan was Yudal of Amis. The Oivi Akroshim was a half an Ama. Memelo Vatechit Shtim in the Psuke.
We learn out from the Beis Hamikdash. Shahoya Olkoi Shishim Amo V'roch Boi Esrim.
So we see that the Reichev Habayis was one third of the Yerech. So Memeloch Anami B'Mishkan Roch Boi Shlish Olkoi. The Svas Emes brings down from the Sefer Kina Sefer Tosfos Vaistachos, you learn, Chazal learned from the Beis HaMikdash, that the Mestama, the Mishkan, was like the Beis HaMikdash. The Sfas Emes brings down from the Kina Seferim, V'Nahapachu. It says in the Pasuk, V'chein Tasu L'Doiris. So that means the measurements that were used by the Mishkan, that should be L'Doiris. So if you see, in the Beis HaMikdash, the Reichev was a third of the Yerech, so HaKochach in the Mishkan it was that way. Not a limud the Mishkan from the Beis HaMikdash. Kakert, if the Beis HaMikdash was that way, so HaKochach the Mishkan was that way. Because it says in the Pasuk, V'chein Tasu L'Doiris. Zokte Gemara weiter. Tone de Rabbi Yishmoel. Lama Mishkan doime, what did the Mishkan look like? Le'isha shemahaleches b'shuk, v'shipuleho mahalchin acheho. That an isha that goes b'shuk, and her train is trailing after her. Zokt Rashi, v'shipuleho shulei b'godeo. Kachoiso yeriye shel achov nigreres ba'oretz. Either one amma or two ammas, but there was a train trailing after. Tano rabon, charutzim hoyu kroshim, the kroshim were chorutz milamato, v'chalulim hoyu adonim. And the adonim were hollow, that the yodais of the kroshim fit into the adonim. Let us see Rashi. Charutzim oyu kroshim, kemoi shepirashti, chatzi amo beemtza rochbon. There was a chatzi amo in the emtza of the roichev of the kroshim. Milamato begoiva amo. That means that they cut out a chatzi amo beemtza rochbon. V'nishorin hayodais lekan ulekan. V'gam heim charutzim ibachutz. Kishir oivei doifen ha'odan. And they were also eingekritz from the outside, from the sides, that was to be flush over the thickness of the oivei, of the wall of the odan. V'roichav u'begoiva amo ad ha'oretz lirkoif al ha'odan. That it covered, it flushly covered the oivei ha'odan. Shimishulaveis keresh al keresh lo yavsik oivi shnei adonim beineim. That the thickness of the two adonim, which was a roiva amo, should not be mafsik. Bachalulim hoyu adonim sheba oise cholol hoye toikin yodais akroshim. And that halochelek, they stuck in the yodais of the kroshim. Zogt die Gemara weiter, venirin krosin Bilulois, and the krosim, these were the hooks that were machaba, the two machbores, kikaychovim borakia. That means the, others say that the Mishkan was made out of tcheles, which is doime lerakia, and then you had, the lulois, so that looked like kaychovim borakia. Zot Rashi, v'nirin krosim bilulois, the krosim that were attached in the loops, milsachiti, shtei machbores hoyu ayeriyes. The yeriyes were made up of two machbores, kol achas va'achas he yeriyes tfurei zuim zu b'machat opnei kol olkom. Each machberes was made up of five yeriyes that were sewn together ba'olkom. U'be'emtza hoye mechaber b'krosim machberes im machberes. Shoyu lulois bisfas chitzoyne shel kol machberes, be'emza ha-mishkan, there were loops at the end of each machberes, eilu keneged eilu, kedersiv makbilois alulois. So these looked like kechovim. The Ben Yayodo says that the union of kechovim was, I mean, these karsei, these krosim, held together the mishkan. So it was a pesagilui to klal Yisrael. Kozman, they'll be like kechavim, so they'll be zeiche to this kechavim. How is one like a kechav? Matzdike harabim ke kechavim lo ilam void. If Yidin will be remain tzadikim, they'll be like kechavim, then they'll be zeiche to this kechavim, which will hold on and be mekayim the mishkan together. So the kechovim ilamaylo vatoli if yidna kechovim lamata. Tonu rabona, yeriyeis atachtoinis, the bottom yeriyeis shel tcheles, vishel agomon, vishel tela shoni, vishel sheish, vel yoinis shel maise izin. Ugdoila chochmo shenemra bo yoinis, yoiser mima shenemra betachtoinis. There was a greater chochme in making the Yerias al Yainis, or by making the Yerias al Tachtainis. Why was it that way? Dilu betachtainis ksiv, chol ishe chochmas leiv biyodeho tovu. Was chochmas leiv biyodeho. Dilu bol Yainis ksiv, chol anoshim asher noso libon oisono bechochma tovu esaizim. It was an Esias haleiv, in order that they should be able to be tov of these. And this was Joseph Sakun's Chochmas Leiv Yodel. But this is, there was a Nesiyas HaLeiv. They went more than their capabilities. That's a Taich Nosa Libon. Tovu Esa Izim. The Tanya Mishum Rav Nechemye. What was the godless of the Tviye of the Izim? Shotuf Beizim V'tovoi Min HaIzim. That when one makes threads out of hairs, so you have to first wash the hairs, the wool, and then you spin it. And everything was done while it was attached to the izim. Shatov beizim, the tovui min haizim. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, nosa liban yeseirais chochma mashma. This seems this is a psagreda chochma. Shtei gzusterois. Now we're going back to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, shtei gzusterois, two balconies, and so it says if it's bidyuta achas, amoshid mizulazu is chayiv, if it's shnei tzidei rishus harabim, we're potter. But al kaponim from the Mishnah vaistachois, that the gzusterois were a rishus hayochid. Rashi, we explained Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi in the Mishnah says, the only reason Rashi gives that it was a Rishus HaYochid, Rashi says, because it was Gavoya Yud, and Roichev Dalet al Dalet Tzoch. That's what Rashi says in the Mishnah. Rashi doesn't explain anything else. And we said over that the Mephoshim say Pshat in Rashi, that Rashi means that a Chaloin of the Rishus HaYochid was Pasuach L'Soichoi, so therefore the Gzustere has a locha of Chayre Rishus HaYochid, and that's why it's a Rishus HaYochid, even though there were no mechitzes surrounding it.
Taisvus does not want to learn like this, so Taisvus has two akimtas. Mairi shesosum lemato bishum dova. So Taisvus says, underneath the gezustere, underneath the balcony that was jutting out from the house, there was a steamer. There was something underneath it, a big barrel. So when the Shabbos Shalmi Vaistois, that this steamer was Yud Tvachim Hai, that's how he assumes. Vengdiim boikim tachteim, so there was no bekiyas gdiim to be mevatel the teiris rishis hayochim. Because Taisus holds stamazoi, you have something that's gavoya yud, and there's a rishus harabim tachtov. We'll have a whole sugya pretty soon, so that does not have a teiris rishis hayochim. So Taisus says there was a stime of yud tvachim underneath, and So therefore it was a Rishus HaYochid on top. Oy, sheyesh mechitzes lemaila min ha-gzustera. Or there were mechitzes around the gzustera. The sulay chashina lebkiyas gdiyim. So Gaitva Nishton, that even though underneath the gzustera was gdiyim boy kim boy, but al kaponim from the kakois ha-gzustera, there was a mechitze yud surrounding it. Now Taisus wants to explain why were the agolis a rishus hayochid. V'chein agolis hoy rishus hayochid. So again, we mentioned Rashi daf mem tesamet beis also is very sosum. There Rashi says that agolis were rishus hayochid because they were gavoya yud and roichiv dalet. And Taisus did not like that. That doesn't make it a rishus hayochid, since there's bekiyas gediyim tachtov. If there's no mechitzas, there's no steamer tachtov, and there's no mechitzas around it, it is not a Rishus HaYochid. V'chein HaGolis HaRi Rishus HaYochid. Af al pi shetachteyem Rishus HaRam, lefi sheyesh migufa HaGola ad lemaylo min HaKroshim, harbe yoyser meyasore. The Maram says pshat in Taisvis as follows. Yesh migufa HaGola kimoy mechitzas. This is how the Maram says Pshat and Taisvis. The Agola had mechitzis ad lemailo min hakroshim hamunochim aleo harbe yaser miyut. There were mechitzis that surrounded the kroshim. I really don't understand what the Maram means. We had heard Taisvis and Avsadik Chesam ad Aleph. Taisvis had a pshat in Itbi. Itbi was that on the roichev of the agola, on the two sides of the agola, Taisvis says there was Itbi, there was a mechitze that was kineged the goiva of the kroshim. That was to protect the shleyiplo akroshim. So if this is what the Maram means yesh mi gufa agole kamoy mechitzes ad lemaylo min akroshim amunochim oleo harbe yoyse meyutvochim. So these are only two mechitzes. So how did it become a rishus hayochid? And on the side, it wasn't mechitzes lemaylo min akroshim faker, because we learned, and we'll learn later, that the kroshim were lying on the dofnei, on the dofnei ha'agole, and they went over the agole. So there was no mechitzes in the oirech. There was no mechitzes in the oirech of the agole. So I don't know what mechitzes the Maram is speaking about. And number two, if Taisvis does mean the itbi. We have a problem, there's only two. But if Taisvus means Itbi, so Taisvus said before in the Tzadik Chesem Ad Aleph, this Itbi was first put on after the Kroshim were put on. First they put on the Kroshim, and after they put on the Kroshim, they put on this Itbi to hold back that the Kroshim shouldn't fall down. The Gemara and Daf Mentesom at Beis says that they were male the Kroshim b'seich ha'gole, and that was achnose. They took from the Rishus HaRabim into the Agola. That was achnose. So the achnose was made before they put on the Itbi. So in the Agola was still a Rishus HaYochid. So it is very unclear how the Maram says Pshat and Taisvis, or whatever Pshat and Taisvis is very unclear. If the Taisvis means to say that the Krosha made it for Rishus Hayochid, the Zichar Shver from the Gemara Daf Mem Pesam at Beis, because the Gemara by Stois, the Agola was a Rishus Hayochid as soon as they handed the Kroshim from the Karka to the Agola. So the Shaila is why the Agola was a Rishus Hayochid, and it's difficult to picture how these Mechitzas were situated the way the Maram explains it. Perhaps when we'll learn maybe the next to the last Taisvis, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, perhaps it'll be a little better to understand how these Mechitzas were situated. Zog the Gemara Vaita. Omar Rav Mishum Rabchiye Agolois Tachteyem, underneath the Agolis, Ubeinehem, and between the two Agolis, Vitzideyem, and on the sides of the Agolis, Rishus Harab. Was a Rishus Harab. That we had already. Omar Rabbi, Bein Agolo La Agolo, between both Agolis, Kimolei Oirech Agolo, Bekama Oirech Agolo, Hei Amis. That means when the Agolis went in the Rishus Harabim, so they went two abreast. They went one opposite the other. Well, the two of them went in the Reichev of the Rishus Harabim, but they were not close one the other. There was a space of five Amis between one Agola and the other Agola. It would be sufficient if the Agola was 4.5 Amis. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Bein Agola La Agola Shebetzido, between one Agola and the other Agola, Hey Amis, Kimolei Oirech Agola, Lomolei Oirech Agola Hey Amis. Why did Agola have to be Hey Amis long? Ba'arba Upal Gesagi, 4.5 Amis would be sufficient. Why? She'im misadron al rochbon. If you're going to put the kroshim on the al rochbon, that means on the roichev of the kroshim, that's how you're going to put them down on the agola. So the roichev of the kroshim is an am and a half. Eine misader al hei amis, yoyser migimel. You couldn't put more than three kroshim on hei amis. So you don't need five amis. You can put 4.5 amis in 4.5 amis. See later the Gemara is going to answer that amsa b'amsa lo yosef, that it won't fit exactly. But al kaponim, that was the Gemara's kasha. Ve'i misadron bechudon, and if you're misada, the kroshim, that they're not lying on their roichev. They're lying on the oivi. So the oivi of the kroshim were an amen. So how many kroshim could you put down? Yoisa midalid lo yisada. Mibnei havsokes mokim habrichim shebeemtza asdorim. You have to have place for the tabois that the brichim went into. So mamela, so more than four amis, more than four kroshim you can't make. Nefsokis mokim abrichim shebem tzazdorim. Ubepal ga'amonami tizgilei. So, taking everything into consideration, if you have an extra three tvochim, that will take care of the tabois and the brichim also. So that was the kasha. So the kasha was, lomoli, why do you need a length of five amis bedaladu palgesagi? So the Gemara answers, ki heichi delei litchiku kroshim. That the kroshim should not be dochuk, cramped one next to the other like sardines. So Rashi says, im bo lesadron al rochbon. That means if it'll be misadarit on al tzidon, so it's four amis. And then taking the brich into consideration, it still would not be cramped if you have 4.5 amis. But sometimes he might decide to be misadarit al rochbon, so that's exactly 4.5 amis. So memela, that so therefore they didn't want to make that agola should be exactly 4.5 amas. That's why they made it 5 amas. Let us see Tosfos. Bein agola la agola kemole oirech agola. L'sim ne baal menokit. That what he's telling us, that he really wanted to tell us that there's 5 amas between the 2 agolas. No, Agabuchi told us a simin that this was the oirech agola. Agabuchi kamashmu the oirech agola chomesh amas. And therefore the Gemara is takasha, why did the agola have to be 5 amas long? So the Gemara answered, ki heichid loy litchiku krosh. Perish Rashi, im boso lesadro nal reichvon, if he'll ever decide to be misadr the kroshim on their reichv, which is an am and a half, so then 4.5 amis would be too tight, because that alone is the reichv of the kroshim. The kroshim, what do you mean he'll decide to put it on the reichv? The masik la'el, the monach lohu achudon. The kroshim were not lying on their reichev. The kroshim were lying on the chudim, on the oivi. So memele, so 4.5 amis is sufficient. Ela nire leforesh a different pshat. Litchiku kroshim. Aval gav de dai hoyo ba arba vachatzi le taboi shein zu kineged zu. For yishom atavi kedem eforesh shein gluash. That means even though it would be sufficient at 4.5 amis, the way Rashi had said on Daf Tzadik Chesom at Beis, that the outer keresh, the tabas, would be facing the outside of the agola, and the next the keresh pnimi is, it was one back to another back, and some amelis, so these two are tied together, and the front two are also tied together. And you only have in between the two taboys, which doesn't have to be mamish one lechuv and keneged the other. So you really don't need more than 4.5 amis. Mikol mokim, mipnei koivdom, since they were heavy, mishtarvavim v'doichkim zelozeh, emloi sheyesh revach godol beineyem. L'chokim. That's why they needed a larger space in between. So Taisa says, afilu according to the Mandiyoma, that the Kroshim were oimid al Tzidon, it is also necessary to have 5 amis, the oirech of the agola. Omarovim, Tzidei agola kimeloi roichev agola. The sides of the agola were equivalent to the width of the agola. That means, we'll see, the width of the agola means the cholol of the agola, and the sides, which included the doifen, the oivi ha-doifen, and the oivi ha-oifen, the thickness of the walls of the agola, the 2 side walls, and the thickness of the wheels of the agola, so that's what Rava says, tzidei agola kimolei roichev agola. Vekamo roichev agola, and how much was the roichev agola? Shtei amos umachtza. So let us see how Rashi learns. Tzidei hagola, cholol, the space in between, shebein defanois leoifanim, v'oivei hadoifin, v'oivei haoifin. You'll take everything into consideration. From after the cholol of the agola ends. So now you have the walls, the side walls of the agola, with their thickness, plus the space in between the doifin and the oifin, and the wheel, and the thickness of the wheel. Bakel mikel koil, so tzidei agola, kemole roichev agola. So Rashi says as follows. Not each side was equivalent to the roichev of the gola. No, shnei atzdodim, both sides together, kemole roichev chalol. Dahainu, so how wide was each side of the agola? Dahainu ama orevia l'chol tzad. So there was an ama and a quarter. That means the agola, taking everything into consideration, to where the wheels ended, if we are measuring the width of the agola, so going from the outer wheels to the doifin is an am and a quarter. So we have an am and a quarter on both sides. So we have 2.5 ames. And the cholol of the agole was also 2.5 ames. So the agole, bakol, mikol, koil, was a reichev of 5 ames. That is what Rav said. Tzidei agole, that's a rashilens pshat in Rav. Tzidei agole, kimloi reichev agole. Vekama reichev agole, shtei ama isu machta, 2.5 ames. Frag the Gemara, why was it necessary that the Agole should have a Reichev of 2.5 Ames? Ba'amse upalgo sagi. It would be sufficient if the Reichev of the Agole was an Am and a half. That means we have to understand that the Kroshim, the Eirech HaKroshim, were laying on the Reichev HaAgole. And the way Rashi learns Pshat, the way we're learning till now, so the Kroshim jutted out from the Reichev Agola side by side. They jutted out, let's say, according to Rashi now that we have, that Agola Bakal Mikol Koil was 5 Amis, so it jutted out another 2.5 Amis on each side, because the Kroshim were 10 Amis long. Frag the Gemara, so since the Kroshim jutted out, And the whole Kerish was not resting on the Agola. So why do you have to have a Agola? Why do you have to have a Agola that is 2.5 Amis wide? Let's make a Agola. But Amso Palgisagi. 1.5 Amis would be sufficient. I need 2.5 Amis. And for the Gemara, ki heichi deloyle dadu kroshe. Let us see Rashi. Why do you need that the Reichev Agole should be 2.5 Amis? Imipnei. She'im yitztarech lahoyishiv minakroshim l'soicha yachnis. So now Rashi says maybe. Maybe he'll want to put the kroshim inside the Agole. So that's why he needs a thickness of 2.5 Amis. If that's the only reason, ba'amsa palgasagi. You don't need such a wide cholol. If you need it, well, sometimes you want to put it into the agola, so you can make a ba'amsa palgasagi, v'yashkivim ba'alchudon. And you'll bring the kroshim into the agola, not on the roicha, because the roicha you can't put in an amo palge, ba'amo palge, but you'll put it on the chudon, which is an amo. So why did you need such a wide agola? So the Gemara answers, ki heichi deloy ledadu kroshim. That the kroshim should not be too wobbly. Shaloyiyu hakroshim. Hamutolim leolkon al dafnoiseho lerochbon. That means the kroshim, the length of the kroshim, was going on the width of the agolas. And it was resting on the two doifnei hatzdodim. So now, if the agole, so we're jutting out on each side 2.5 amis. So, but if the agole will be smaller, so mamela there'll be a problem balancing the kroshim. Madodim v'noitin lekan or lekam sheimaysh vayisak kroshim kotzer, because if the base that you put the kroshim on, that will be small. Mitoich shein aruches, and you have long kroshim. V'yoytzeis lochut harbe, yichbad echad min aroshim shein madodim balichos, and the yiplu. So memeil will be very difficult to balance the kroshim. It's something like a tightrope walker, because the oivei, the roichev hagola is an amma smaller. The yiplu. So therefore, they made that al koponim, the Reichev Agola was 2.5 Amos. Zog to Gemara Weiter. Elo de Kaimbolon, derech Rishus HaRabim, Sheish Esrei Amo. We know that the Reichev of Rishus HaRabim is 16 Amo. Anan de Gamrinin Lo Mi Mishkon. We learn it out from the Mishkon. That means we learn it out from the Mokim Hiluch HaGolis, that is the din of Rishus HaRabim. The Mishkan, Chamisri Havoi. The Mishkan, with
the two agolis going one next to the other, you only have 15 amis. Because we said the kitzer, each agolo was 5 amis. So we have 10. And in between was ka'irech agolo was another 5 amis. We have 15. So the mokim hiloch agolis was 15 amis. So how do we get to the magic number of 16 amis? So the Gemara answers, amsi yeseira havoi. The extra amma was Vavikoi ben Levi, Vechi mishtalfi keroshim havenokitlo. That we needed an extra amma, we'll see in Rashi exactly how this worked, to ensure that the agolis should be able to travel without any problems. That means one could expect that the keroshim, they were heavy and tall piles of them, that they could fall. There was an amos reichev in between the kroshim. There was a space. There was a space. Let's say if we say that they were lying al chudon. So we had learned before that there were two amis bereish agola, two amis beseif agola. There was an amo beemtza. So there was a possibility that the kroshim might fall into the emtza. So therefore we had to enlarge in the rishus harabim that a ben Levi should be able to come and adjust the kroshim while they are going. So therefore, we needed to add another amma. And exactly how this worked, we'll see in Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Chamisri havyam. Shtei hagolis ahilchi zu bitzad zu. The two hagolis, which went one next to the other, roichav kolachas hay amas. The roichav of each agolo was 5 amis. Hareyut vehei amis revach shebein agolo lagolo, and there was a 5 amis space between each agolo. Harei tezvo, so we have 15. So how do you get 16? Frekt Rashi bim toima. What do you mean how do you get 16? There was more than 20. Yaisem esrinayim. There were more than 20 amis in the mokim hiloch agolis. Why? Shrei akroshin oirkan yud amis. The oirech of the kroshim was 10 amis. Vehein mutolis al gabi doifnei agolo lerochpe. And they were laying on the doifnei agolo lerochpe, on the roichev of the agolo. So memele nimtzo oirech hakroshim harei chof ame. So the oirech hakroshim was chof ame. That means as follows, that on the each agolo there was 5 amis of kroshim. Between the two agolas, there's another 2.5 amis of the keresh. So that's 7.5. And on the sides of the agolas, we had another 2.5 amis. So memele, if we'll start counting from the sides, from when the kroshim started jutting out from the side, from the left side to the extreme right side, so we have 20 amis. So what's the Gemara's problem? 15 is sufficient. There were 20 when they were going one next to the other. Nim tzorich hakroshim arei chof amet. Levad ma shetzorich limshaych karshay kol agola v'agola letzad achitzoin shel agola shleyegi roshi hakroshim zu bezu. O ma'akvim esiloch agola. So Rashi says, in between you and me, it was more than 20 amets. Because you could not have between the two agolas 2.5 amis of kroshim on one agola and 2.5 amis of kroshim from the other agola. Because if the 2.5 amis fits, it would be exactly in 5 amis, 2.5 amis for each agola, so you couldn't travel. So the roshi akroshim amaakib the hiloch of the agolas. Umaakvin is hiloch agolas. So memele, so you needed more. So there was a little bit, there wasn't 2.5 amis of kroshim between the two agolas. That means that it is 2.25 amis. So on the other side, on the outside side of the agolas, not the beinayim, but the tzideim, so there was 2.75 amis. So it was around the be'erich 20.5 amis, taking the oirech hakroshim into consideration. So Trashi ain't zu tshuve. That's not a kasha. Shakroshim lamayla miyasorehim. The kroshim, you don't take the kroshim into consideration when you want to measure Rishus HaRabim.
because the Kroshim, they were higher than the Rishus Haram. They were Lamaila Meyasor. Shahagola Gavaya Yud. Ulagabe Rishus Harabim, Sabaz Gate Miron, that there's Kroshim Lamaila Meyasor Harabim. These Kroshim do not create Rishus Harabim. They say, Gefinnen sich nicht to Rishus Harabim. Ulagabe Rishus Harabim, Leslan Lemechshev, Ela Mokim Hagolis. The Golis who were traveling under Rishus Harabim. So that mokim was Rishus Harab. The Kroshim, which were lemailam Rishus Harabim, that doesn't bechlal go into the cheshbon. Elamokim agolis verevach shebinayim. We have to also take into consideration the revach shebinayim. One of the kashas that the Rishonim ask on Rashi, they ask just like Rashi said that on the sides of the agolis. You didn't take into consideration the Kroshim, because the Kroshim are lemailo merishus harabim. You just look at the mokim hiloch agolis. So why do you take in consideration the five amas of Bineim? The whole reason of the Bineim was in order to make place for the Kroshim. And if you don't reckon with the place that the Kroshim take up, because they're lemailo merishus harabim, so then the rishus harabim should be 10 amas, not 15 amas. The revach shebinayim shehu lamata miyud the chol. So that's just how. What is lamata miyud in the revach? There was nothing there. The chol melamayla miyud lav rishus harabim hilkach lechoshev le. So therefore, the outside 2.5 amis from the tzad chitzayni from the two agolas don't go into consideration. And for the gemara, so this is so the fakel. So there's only 15. And for the gemara, amse yeserta havoy. There was one extra amma in the Rishus Harabim. That means, the Marshal explains a little, if we're speaking about Rishus Harabim, that means that there was a zoning board in the Midbar. The zoning board gave instructions to where the Yeholim could go, and where the Agolis have to go. The Agolis had preference. So Memele, the zoning board said, that you have to leave over 16 amis in the Midbar, and then from 16 amis and further, you can be noite your oiholim. But we need a distance of 16 amis to ensure the smooth passage of the agolas. Now the shail is, why do we need the 16th amma? So the Gemara says, amsa yeser tavoy, oi tzach li is bereichev haderech oidef amma. Shetitain, why do you need this oidef amma? Shetitain chatzi amma lekan v'chatzi amma lekan. When the Golis are traveling, they did not travel flush next to the Rishus HaYochid, the Yeholim. There was a chatzi amma between them and the Rishus HaYochid. L'shnei tzdodim achitzoyni shal beiz HaGolis. Why? The koi ben Levi, the I mishtalfi zu mi zu lipoil v'seich adar shebineim. If the Kroshim will fall, there was an amma bineim. So if the Kroshim will fall one into the other, have a nokit lohu, so then he would go and adjust it and catch it. How does he do that? Nichnas lebein avir amma shebineim. He enters the bein avir amma shebineim, v'oimed b'chatzi amma sheyesh bein ha'agolo litzdodim. He stands in the chatzi amma sheyesh bein ha'agolo litzdodim, or that means that there was another chatzi amma, u'misakein es ha'seder zu al zu shloi tipol al yoin. The whole aderech, he wasn't walking on the sides because it was a pretty cramped. If it's only a chatziyama, it's a pretty cramped mokim. The whole aderech who mahalach achayri agol, he was going behind the agol. Sheroye oisan mishtalfes al toicha avir, when he saw that the kroshim started falling into the avir, rot. So the Bach says letachas blite. Then he ran underneath the blitas akroshim, because the kroshim was sticking out 2.5 amas, but they were sticking out into the yeholim already. So rots tachas blitas akroshim shebitzdodim ad shemegiya la amas aaver shebineim v'doichik atzmo ilamid b'chatzi amo ad sheyarza nishlefes limkoimo v'al sidra. The Olam corrected me, and the Ha'ora I had asked on Daf Tzadik Ches Amud Beis that The Gemara names on for Dava Poshet, if it's Kola Ad Etzpa, so then the length of the Yeriye will equal the length of the Kroshim. And I had asked, but there is still a Reichev, because the bottom of the Kroshim extends an Amma, or according to the Ri, in the middle of the Keresh there's a Reichev Amma. The Eilam corrected me, but since one does not go with the right angle, or the shortest distance is if you connect 2 points and you go on a shipua, so the maise, you save the reichev of the amma by going with a shipua, so the Gemara is very correct.